Well, it's hard to miss. In case you were living in a cave, there was some high school hockey going on not too long ago in our community. And the Minnesota State Hockey Finals, the Hermantown Varsity Boys team appeared in their sixth consecutive appearance at state. And in particular, they really impressed some folks with their good sportsmanship. Hermantown boys varsity hockey coach Bruce Plant joins us on the phone this morning to talk about his team, winners in more ways than one. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. This is great.
You know, I have no idea what it takes to prepare a team to go to state every year, but it's got to take, just from what I know, talking to friends and stuff, it just has to take incredible dedication. What do you do to help keep the kids motivated and ready to bring their all?
Well, I don't know if we do anything any different than anybody else, but one thing we try to do is to keep things, maybe one day at a time. Let's work on today and do the best we can today, and take each game at a time, and actually each period at a time if we have to. And it seemed to be working out for us pretty well the last number of years.
When you watch movies and television or read things on the Internet, and you'd see these stories about parents that are, you know, so over-involved and they're poor sports, or teams that are poor sports, or even in some instances, coaches that are really not on the up and up. Do you see that in our state? I'm not asking you to name names, but as you go through the different competitions, do you see that happens in places throughout the year?
Well, yeah, you hear the stories. You know, you're certainly in myself, I'm in the hockey circle, so you hear the things that go on at different places. I know a bunch of my cohorts, coaches, they've been run off by parents and groups of people like that. So you hear some of those things. I think, like anything else, 85% of the hockey people are great people and dedicated and hardworking, and there's a lot to being a hockey player. So, people have to do parents especially, and coaches have to be very involved with them on the smaller kid level and all that kind of stuff. So some of them get over the top like anything else, but most people are very genuine, hardworking, and caring.
Is it appropriate for a coach to deal with a parent in that situation, kind of on a one, not obviously perhaps during a game, but I mean, is it appropriate for a coach to talk to a parent when it seems like they're, you know, over-involved or a little overzealous? How do you handle that?
Well, if you know about it, or if a player complains to you about it, or if you see it directly, sometimes you're forced to get involved with it. And other times you just want to get involved because you want to help the kid relax a little bit and just enjoy what he's doing. So, now there's times you end up getting involved with external situations, and you just have to deal with them as a coach. Personally, I haven't had to do too much of that at last number of years. Our parents have been really great about being positive and working with the kids and just trying to do the right thing. So it's been really a great experience for me and Hermantown over a lot of years now.
You know, the hockey is such a part of the culture up in this part of the world. People eat it, sleep it, breathe it. They play hockey. One of our KUMD staff members plays women's hockey, and she skates like other people breathe. It's just the part of the way that we are up here. And so a lot of folks do take it very seriously, and it would be hard not for these kids to feel probably a real crushing pressure. Seniors, of course, every year you've got seniors. They want to make their senior year great. How do you work with your kids so that psychologically they're keeping the experience in balance and they don't take it too seriously? It doesn't become life or death for them.
Well, one of the things, we try to keep it real positive. We try to keep it fun. We want to keep it competitive because that's what especially varsity sports is about. Kids want to join. They want to be involved. They want to be competitive. And, you know, there's that line there where you want to be as highly competitive as you can and improve your game as you go and make sure you're having fun at the same time. We do a lot of fun things in practice. We try to keep the pressure off them, and I think that's one of the reasons I go to this, you know, just take care of today, one day at a time kind of approach to it, and one game at a time, and let's try to always keep moving forward and stay positive with it. And I think we've done a really good job of that, and I think our kids kind of enjoy it that way, and so it's been really good. So I don't see changing anytime soon.
For the sixth year in a row, the Hermantown Hawks were playing for the championship, but they finished as runners-up. And the member of the student news team who came to me with this story idea was so impressed by the way your team reacted, because this could have been seen as a crushing disappointment to them. How did your kids react to that loss? Loss in air quotes, by the way.
Well, you know, it's hard on the kids, and I don't know if it's necessarily the six in a row thing as much as it is this year's team, you know, this year's loss. These are kids that put a lot of work into this year, and, you know, of course it's going to be very disappointing at the moment, you know. But I think our kids are mature enough to handle it and understand that, you know, the other team's trying to win too. So when we lose that game, it's very disappointing, but there's no reason to do anything crazy or stupid. You know, you've got to be good sportsmen about it, and our kids are great that way. And so it's tough. It's very tough because, you know, this thing evolves as it goes. Six in a row, it becomes bigger than what it really is. You know, really what it really is just that one game, that one season. But multiplied by the past, it becomes a little bit more than that. And so it's a hard thing to deal with. It's probably harder for me than anybody else because I'm the one that hears about it all the time. But the kids do a great job of it. And, you know, we don't do any blaming or any of that kind of stuff with what's going down. So.
Well, that was it. Even from the outside, the good sportsmanship of your team and the great attitude of your team impressed a lot of people in the community. Is that something that you work with your students about and you kind of keep bringing their attention back to that idea of good sportsmanship, or have they kind of taken that on for themselves?
Well, they have that in them, of course, but we work with that. I mean, we always talk about that, you know, and I think most coaches do. You know, you play hard and do it your best, and, you know, you have no control over the outcome of things a lot of cases. So, you just have to deal with it the way it's presented to you. And we had a great season and won a lot of games, so the kids feel good about themselves as far as their season goes, and something for them to drop back on very well. But keeping a good attitude is hard work, you know, as far as coaches are concerned. And, you know, we have to do the best we can in trying to keep the kids positive and going in the right direction.
It really is. But now that is something that they'll be able to practice and use in their lives perhaps long after they're able to play hockey.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, that's the biggest thing about playing athletics in any sport. You know, you have to deal with disappointment and success and learn how to be a good teammate and how to be a friend and how to work together for a cause. There's so many positives in being in athletics that it's well worth anybody being in it, whether it's, like you said, speech or any other activity with a group. You know, you're all in it together and trying to do the best you can.
Yeah, I fear my opportunity to play hockey has perhaps passed me by at this point.
Yeah,
but Coach, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the line.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Hermantown Hawks coach Bruce Plant this morning joined us as our guest here on Northland Morning.